Welcome back to the program. Always great to have your company on a Friday. Always fantastic to talk to Campbell Brown on a Friday, SEN Track and AFL Nation commentator. Joining us thanks to Tyre Power. Get 20% off on a set of four Vettura tyres at your local Tyre Power. And they are everywhere, Tyre Power. So doesn't matter what country town you're in, doesn't matter what part of the city you're in, just check it out. Google, find your local Tyre Power and they'll look after you big time. Campbell Brown joins me. Welcome to you, Brownie. Great to have you on.
Afternoon, Dwayne. How are you going?
I'm all right. The world should love Gil McLachlan today. Those people that reckon Gil never gives them much, well, he's given them tradition back. So they must be in love with Gil today, surely.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of misreporting during the week, wasn't there? I think everyone sort of was conditioned to believe that it was definitely going to be a twilight grand final. And the news came today that normal time. So, I was sort of 50-50. It doesn't bother me either way. It's still one of the great days of the Australian calendar, and if it starts a couple of hours later, it wouldn't have fazed me, but I'm more than happy with the normal starting time.
I'm with you on that. Let's talk the games. Carlton-Sydney tonight, pretty big game, really, for a game that hasn't been talked about as much as it should have been.
Yeah, really excited to see where both these sides are at. Obviously, Sydney playing some good footy, and the Blues, there's a lot of people thinking they might just sort of limp to the bye, but they're still playing some outstanding football, so I'm leaning towards the Swans in this game, but as you can see by the market, it's pretty close.
Absolutely. Geelong and Port, GMHBA Stadium, is an interesting game tomorrow.
Yeah, it is. Surprised that Port have come up at such massive underdogs. They've been really good the last 4 or 5 weeks trying to get their season back on track. Kenny Hinckley's made a couple of changes. The selection tables, Xavier Duursma and Orazio Fantasia omitted, which was a bit of a surprise because they can hit the scoreboard, but Geelong at home. But I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park.
Dogs, Mars Stadium, Gold Coast in some form.
This is the game that I'm really looking forward to. Did we tip the Gold Coast last week, Dwayne?
We did. Yeah. You and I did. Yeah, we did. We thought we might get an upset against Frio. So yeah, we picked the upset last week, which was nice. Got a couple others wrong, but got that one right.
Yeah, haven't Levi Casbolt and Marbier Chol just been outstanding selections for them over the off-season? They've been really providing a contest and a presence up forward, and the big Jared Witts is, I still believe, a really underrated ruckman. He plays a tremendous role for them through the midfield. So I'm going to stick with the Gold Coast Suns here. I don't think there'll be many punters out there that will, but their last fortnight has been brilliant. They should be full of confidence, and the scrappy, windy, wet and cold conditions of Ballarat just might suit them.
Might suit the Gold Coast. Get out of here. Really?
I think they are up for the scrap these days. Yep, they're their midfield, pretty tough, unrelenting group, and if they play the way they have the last 2 weeks, they could get on top and win the midfield battle against the Doggies, and I think they've got more firepower up forward.
Yeah, they did play well in the wet last week, so you're probably right on that channel. Couple of big games on Saturday night. Firstly, Richmond Essendon, Dreamtime at the G. Doesn't get much bigger than that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought the Tigers were pretty ordinary in the first half against Hawthorn. They got shown up a little bit, but they just managed to stay in touch enough and end up a little bit too strong. And, well, what can we say about Essendon? Every man and his dog has spoken about them this week and their lack of competitiveness and the Dylan Shields incident and the re-signing of the CEO and everything else. So a response is needed. And I think you would have to get one from that club. There's going to be all the eyes of the footy world upon that game on Saturday night. I don't think that Essendon will win, but they just need to play more attacking football, just with a bit of flair like they did against the Hawks a fortnight ago and take the game on. Be bold, and if you're going to go down, well, go down swinging.
Would you have had a word to Luke Parker if he did that to you, or something more strenuous than a word?
It's really hard because out on the footy field, a lot of players, as you're going back to position, you're sort of resetting yourself mentally, finding your opponent and things like that. You might not have seen it. So certainly you'd like to think something would have been raised at half time from the playing group or a coach that saw it, and saying, hey, boys, this is not going to be accepted. But, like, the very next contest, there might not have been a heap of Essendon players that actually knew what was unfolding. So you give them the benefit of the doubt there. But you would have expected them to come out after half time and do something.
Would you have expected Ben Rutten to play it to them at half time?
It's one of those things that they probably had so much more going on in terms of their structure and their ball movement and their matchups and things like that that would have been more in the forefront of the mind. There's no doubt that because it was highlighted, after the game, it was caught on TV, and then Matty Lloyd spoke about it on the Sunday Footy Show, and then it became quite a big topic. It just snowballed. So I think from Ben Rutten and the Essendon coaching staff point of view, on the Saturday night in that moment when they probably didn't have all that long to prepare for their halftime address, that it might have been overlooked.
When we talk the Saints, we talk Holmes Glen as well, sport and study and events with the Saints at Holmes Glen. If you want to study at Holmes Glen, Saints face the Crows at the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, this is going to be a good game because I watched all of the Lions and Adelaide game last Saturday night and I thought the Crows played really well. They should have gone in at halftime with a bigger lead and they just couldn't maintain the rage for the full four quarters and Brisbane got back on top. So the Saints, they should be expecting a really tough, hard-fought game against Adelaide as you get most times you play them now. So, yeah, while they were terrific and they came from behind to win and it was one of the best wins of the season last week, they can't afford to go over to Adelaide and underestimate the Crows.
Nice little relationship between St Kilda and Holmes Glen as well. Study sports and event management with St Kilda Footy Club at Holmes Glen. Okay, margin for me, North Melbourne, Melbourne?
I'm going to say 75 points.
Okay, that's enough on that. Giants hosting the West Coast. Do you think any change for the Giants? Their season's essentially over at 2-7, but can they get a run going to at least make it worthwhile to finish it out with some belief?
There's always a new vibe when a coach leaves mid-year and, Mark McVay's come in. By all reports, he's already changed a few things in terms of their training and, made a heap of changes at the selection table. So they'll play with probably a different look under the new coach. So, yeah, you'd expect some things to change there. It's not often that a side that's 2-7 goes in as a $1.10 favourite against another side, is it? Like they are overwhelming favourites and fair enough too.
Your Hawks hosting Brisbane and Launceston.
Yeah, I'm heading down to do this game on Sunday and I'm really looking forward to it. I've sort of deep dived into the stats this week and Hawthorn have been really competitive. I know they've only won one of their last seven games, but they've been in just about every contest bar the Saints game. And it's been probably a 15 to 20 minute period of a quarter that's really let Hawthorn down. They had Richmond on toast last week and just a couple of skill errors by some of their senior guys, Sicily and Frost and things like that, allowed Richmond to get back in the contest. And from there, they kicked away. So I think Brisbane are clearly the second best side in the competition. They don't have a great record down in Tasmania over the journey, and Hawthorn do. So plenty of players packed too for the Hawks. Tommy Mitchell will play. You'd think CJ, if he's fit, will come in and maybe Liam Shields. So, they'll be competitive again. I think just the class of Brisbane, and they've got so many avenues to goal up forward, it might just stretch the Hawks' defence.
Yeah, just sort of tossing that one up as my upset of the round, maybe. Hey, before I let you go, Fremantle and Collingwood, and some tips if we can for a winner or two either later today, which you nearly gave us last week, or tomorrow. Firstly, Frio-Collingwood, Optus Stadium, the final game of the round.
Yeah, Fremantle for me, just at home. I think that they've been really, really good this year. And even though the Pies should get a few players back that they desperately need, Ginnivan and Jamie Elliott and Scotty Pendlebury and maybe Mason Cox, they'll be sharp enough, but the Dockers at home. We found Point Nepean last week, which ended up getting out to quite a nice price in the Ramsden too. So my two best tomorrow at Flemington, race seven, number nine, that is, let me just get it up for you, Dwayne. I wrote the numbers down and not the actual name of the horse. Front Page, the Geray Runner.
Front Page?
Yes. I like the horse. Had some injury concerns last preparation, but came back last start at Wagga and absolutely demolished that field. And has raced at Flemington before with some luck. So that'll be getting the job done. And one of my favourite Lindsay Smith runners is Tuvalu in the next race, race 8, number 13, Tuvalu. I'm going to have a running double. Those two should both win. And then in the Goodwood, well, this is part of me that was, this is, I shouldn't say this because Jonathan Brown's a great mate of mine and he's got a horse called In the Boat and he offered me 5% of that horse and I knocked it back. So it would have probably run and won the Goodwood over in Adelaide. And while I would have been pumped for him, I would have been absolutely shattered for myself. So it's been scratched. And there was just a tiny little part of me that went, oh, that's good.
Always good to, good to get in the line of Campbell Brown.
So I'm going to tip the Leon and Troy Corson's runner, which is the astrologist. This horse is always around the mark. It's just been knocking on the door this preparation without getting the win that it probably deserves. And even though the group ones are hard to win, the Goodwood notoriously is one of the softer group ones in the country, not that the South Australians will acknowledge that. So I'm with the astrologist.
And before I let you go, what about the thing you tipped us at Scone last week, Friday afternoon? It led with about a metre to go and then missed a place.
Pocket picker. I thought we were home at the 100 metre mark. And it's in this game, you can go so close and still have disappointment because not only did it get beaten in a photo for first, it ended up running fourth by about a millimetre, which was just not right. We didn't deserve it, Dwayne.
No, we didn't deserve it. I nearly put my shoe through the Great to have you, Brownie. We'll talk soon.
Have a great weekend.
Campbell Brown joining us, SEN Track, AFL Nation commentator, Hawthorn Premiership star. Thanks to Tyre Power, you can get 20% off on a set of four Vettura tyres. They've got their store-wide super sale on now, so great deals also on Falcon tyres guaranteed. So you can check them out online, tyrepower.com.au, or just Google Tyre Power, or I reckon if you drive down your street a couple of hundred metres, you'll see one somewhere. Back to wrap up straight after the break.